Thank you, Vaughn, for bringing us headlines. Lagos, I am Sandra Ezekwesili. You're still listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. How did President Buhari perform? We're continuing our look at the 8 years of the Buhari administration. Today's big hard fact is that by this time next week, Muhammadu Buhari will no longer be president. His handover is 6 days from now, so this is a good time to look back at the past 8 years and assess how he performed. Before he got into office, he had been running for president for 12 years. He lost 3 elections, 12 years of running, followed by 8 years in office, 20 years. Now that 20-year project is over, how did it go? Yesterday, we looked at the 3 major areas then candidate Buhari ran on: security, the economy, and the war on corruption. And I told you what Buhari's media team say that his accomplishments are in those areas. I told you what his critics and opponents say. Then I told you to score him on the 3 areas, because last, you are the citizen that Buhari presided over for 8 years. Today, we're using the same format, but we're talking about infrastructure. Next week, we'll talk about other areas like education, health, and fiscal responsibility. Again, we just take a look at what Buhari's media team says he's done in the 8 years. Then we'll take a look at what his critics and opponents say. Then you will score 1 to 10. That's it. Now, infrastructure is a very wide sector, so we're going to break it into core areas, and hopefully we're going to be able to take on all the areas for infrastructure today. So let's talk about railways, let's talk about highways, seaports, and airports. You just heard on our news that he just commissioned Second Niger Bridge. Then let's talk about power. Are you ready? Okay, let's get started with infrastructure. The president's media team says railways were his star project. He started and finished the Lagos-Ibadan line. That includes the extension to Apapa Port. He finished the Abuja-Kaduna line, which he inherited from the Jonathan administration. He finished the Itakpe-Wori line, which had been in limbo for over 30 years. He finished the Abuja Light Rail. That's what his media team says. But his critics say that this isn't the full picture. First, they complain about the highly inflated costs of these rail projects, especially because the federal government borrowed money to finance them. They also say the president has failed to provide proper security along the railways. We all remember the horrible case of the killing and kidnapping of passengers on the Abuja-Kaduna line. We also had abduction on Wori Itakpe. But that's not all. The critics, the president's critics, also point to the railway projects that did not happen, like the Port Harcourt-Maiduguri line. It was supposed to reactivate the Eastern Economic Corridor by connecting Borno State to a new deep-sea port in Bonny River State. But late last year, then-Minister for Transport Rotimi Amaechi announced that the project was dead because there wasn't enough money. And when he said that, critics questioned why the administration chose to fund other lines that had less economic value, like the Kano-Maradi line and the Kano and the Kaduna-Kano line. There's also the question of cargo versus passengers. Did it make sense to prioritize passenger trains over cargo trains? Or should the government have focused on helping Nigerians move goods along the railways to boost the economy? It's a question that you've also had the Chinese ask the Nigerian government about some of the loans that we took from China to build the railway. You know, China said, look, as long as we're doing passengers and not cargo, it's going to be a really long time before we're able to repay those loans. There's more infrastructure than railways. We'll talk about roads and ports and power eventually, but let's stay with railways, because again, like I said, President Buhari's media team say that railways were his star project. How would you score President Buhari on railways, and why? Remember, keep it factual and civil. The score is 1 to 10. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805-99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Ken. I'm calling from Abado.
Welcome, Ken from Abado. Talk to me.
Yes. Railway line supposed to go around to the Eastern Corridor, Lagos to Port Harcourt, so that during the Christmas time people can travel easily, because people travel most of the time. But what I feel that infrastructure do not go around the country. So when people are talking about infrastructure, I don't give him a good mark. Okay. Look at the one from Lagos to Ibadan. Anytime you see that train...
Oh, that's unfortunate. Call me back if you can. Let's speak with Wisdom from Lekki. Wisdom, welcome.
Hello, Madam Sandra.
How are you doing, sir?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
How is everything?
Fine, thank you.
Madam Sandra, when you talk about Buhari, I always get running stomach.
Okay.
I won't lie to you, Madam Sandra.
Okay.
Things is very rough for these 8 years this man spent in the government. Nigeria, we are suffering. We are dying. We are hungry. Madam Sandra, bag of rice is close to 50K. Where Jonathan was, their bag of rice is that much, Madam Sandra. Are we talking about petrol, Madam Sandra? Are we talking about bag of cement? Are we talking about, Madam Sandra, where do we start from?
Well, today we're focusing on the infrastructure.
Madam Sandra, let me just say something. The day this man will leave, that little change I have, I will just use it and buy chicken and eat and celebrate. That is all I have to say, Madam Sandra.
Wisdom, thank you very much for calling. If you have money to buy chicken, I think it's that bad. We've got Sunday on the line. Hi, Sunday.
Hello, Madam Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Talk to me.
You should give all Nigeria certificate for surviving for immigration.
He should give Nigerian certificate for surviving his administration.
Hello?
Sunday, can you hear me? Hi, Sunday. Oh, Sunday isn't there anymore. Okay. Now, of course, we talked about the economy yesterday, and I understand that we want to talk about other parts of President Buhari's 8-year administration. However, today we're focusing on infrastructure, so I would appreciate it if we can focus on infrastructure. Paul is in Ikorodu. Hi, Paul.
Hello, my president.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
My one and only president.
Welcome.
Every other one I can't afford.
I didn't tell you.
Oh, good to anyway to your line. In fact, your line, it is the only way to heaven. And I know rich 10 people where go to heaven.
Talk to me.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Yes, please. When you talk about infrastructure over the administration of it, some people will say he tried, then they try to mention some. Most of all these things, they annoyed me. I see they are using their own personal money to do all these things. It really annoys me when people begin to mention how many projects that he has done that people are always talking about infrastructure because he completed this and that. But a lot of people are crying today because of hunger. It is, Nigerians are not just after. I know, fine, we know that all these infrastructure are very good, that they will eat, and they also make the economy move smoothly and everything. But the way people are crying up and down because of hunger here and there, in fact, the cost of price and everything, I know we're talking about infrastructure today. But if you talk about the cost of living in Nigeria, it's so high.
Mm.
So I don't care what they have done, maybe the project they have commissioned and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the massive things?
What are the masses saying, Paul says. Now, I should mention, of course, that cost of living all over the world, pretty high. You listen to the news in the UK, everybody's complaining about cost of living. Canada, same thing. America, same thing. All over the world, people are complaining about cost of living. You come back here to Africa, same thing for South Africa, same thing for Ghana. COVID and the global economy caused inflation worldwide, you know. Now, of course, you can start to talk about cost of living vis-a-vis some of the things you get from government to make cost of living a bit more livable. But let's not get sidetracked. We're talking infrastructure today. Ololade is on the line. Hi, Ololade.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
So I just want to say, like your last caller, mm-hmm. I think I'm making heaven today. and it sounds great. It's my first time really getting across to you.
I'm glad you're here. Trying. Welcome.
So I would say I'm going to score the president maybe 10%, in all fairness.
Okay.
10%.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. Thank okay. you.
All right. Thank you, Ololade, for calling. Ololade says 10%. You just tuned in. You're wondering what we're talking about. Well, by this time next week, Muhammadu Buhari will no longer be president. His handover is 6 days from now. So we're taking a look back at his 20-year project. 20 years because he tried to be president for 12 years, lost three elections, and then he spent 8 years in office. So that 20-year project is now over, or at least it will be in 6 days. How did that project go? We looked at the three major areas he campaigned on when he wanted to be president in 2015. Security, the economy, and the war on corruption. We looked at that yesterday. Today, we're looking at infrastructure. Because the president's media team says that with things like the railways, for instance, Buhari was an absolute star. He started and finished the Lagos-Ibadan line that includes the extension to Apapa Port. He finished the Abuja-Kaduna line, which he inherited from the Jonathan administration. He finished the Itakpe-Wori line, which had been in limbo for over 30 years. He finished the Abuja light rail, you know. So these are some of the things that his supporters and media team point out as why Buhari was a star as far as the railway infrastructure of the country is concerned. But his critics disagree. They say this is not the full picture. They complain about highly inflated costs of these rail projects, especially because the federal government borrowed money to finance the project. They also talk about proper security along the railways. We all witnessed the several kidnappings, several robberies, several attacks on the rail, on different lines, Abuja Kaduna, Wori, Itakpe. His critics also point to the projects that did not happen. So they point to Port Harcourt Maiduguri line that was supposed to reactivate the Eastern Economic Corridor by connecting Borno State to a deep sea port in Boni. But last year, like I mentioned, Rotimi Amaechi, when he was Minister of Transport, said we simply don't have the money to do that project. So that project was dead. And when he said it, people, critics were like, well, why did we prioritize projects like Kano Maradi and Kaduna Kano that made no economic sense for the country, you know? And then, of course, there's the question of cargo versus passengers. I mentioned that. His critics said, well, did it make sense to prioritize passenger trains over cargo trains? So these are some of the issues with railways, and we're staying on that right now. We're going to move to roads and ports and power eventually, but we're staying on railway right now. How would you score the president? So again, I tell you what his media team says he achieved. I tell you what critics have to say about that, and then you score 1 to 10. How would you rate the president's performance in his 8 years as far as rail infrastructure is concerned? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hi, good afternoon. Oh, that's unfortunate. Give us a call back if you can. How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, talk to me.
Yeah. I want to make some clarification and then probably comment on what he has done so far.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't forget that before the coming of February,
mm-hmm.
the Minister of Finance of Goodluck Regime, she made a statement that the government coming after Goodluck,
mm-hmm.
he go here and not be small.
Okay.
Because of the way they manage the funds, they mismanage the funds then.
Yeah.
She made a lot of comments. It's spread around across WhatsApp messages. So they came without signing and nothing in the treasury.
Right.
So that may account for probably the reason why they go out to get some loans outside the country.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
Then secondly, aside the project he established, right, the government systematically succeeded in moving our thinking from oil and gas orientation base to entrepreneurship base. Before the coming of Buhari 2015, right, the upwards to 2020 and the like, everybody wants to work in oil and gas company.
Mm.
They want to work oil and gas. You study Yoruba University, where you don't want to work oil and gas. Who thinks of oil and gas now? Because probably it breaks down company registration down to 5,000 naira and many youths.
We're talking about railway right now, though.
Okay, I thought what is an achievement generally.
No. We're focusing on railway right now.
It's an achievement. So we hope for successful usage of it.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Onafunwa is in Surulere. Hi, Onafunwa. Welcome. Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Now, of course, the last caller, while we are not talking about the economy or those other things that he mentioned, because we talked about it yesterday, we talked about the price of registering CAC, et cetera, that caller was talking about. We mentioned it yesterday. But I did find something the caller said interesting. He said that before Buhari's team came in, they told us that they saw nothing in the treasury, right? And I have to ask, okay, fine, they saw nothing in the treasury, but the money that they were able to get their hands on, whether through borrowing or otherwise, has Buhari managed it prudently? Because it's one thing to borrow. There was a need to borrow. But when it comes to railway and infrastructure in general, have those loans been spent well, or has there been price inflation? You tell me. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hi, oh, hi. Thanks for calling.
Good evening, Alexandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name? Hi, good Hello. Evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Alexandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yemi from Magudu.
Welcome, Yemi. Talk to me.
I think those that are supporting Buhari, maybe I don't want to call them bad names, but what we can see it as in the economy is not moving anywhere. The infrastructures are not there. Even though the little ones that are there, we know they actually inflated the price, the prices of those things. So we should not just sit down and deceive ourselves. I was the country 8 years ago. How is the country now? So we shouldn't continue just deceiving ourselves, mesmerizing around. The economy is not good. Even the Buhari himself know that the economy is nowhere to be. If the infrastructure are there, the economy should come up. But if you are claiming that if our infrastructures are there, where is the impact of the infrastructure on the economy? It's not there. Let him just go. Let us have another person, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, whether we like it or not, he will be gone in 6 days. We will have another person there in 6 days. However, how did he do in the 8 years he was here as far as infrastructure are concerned? Yesterday, we talked about security. We talked about economy. We talked about the war on corruption, because those were the three things that he campaigned on, the three major things he campaigned on. Today, we're talking about infrastructure, especially because his media team and his supporters say that infrastructure was where Buhari shined the most. So I'm asking you to rate his 8 years, infrastructural development in the 8 years of Buhari. How would you score it? We're focusing on rail right now, but we're going to go to highways, seaports, and airports as well. Baba G is on the line. Hi, Baba G.
Yes, Sandra, I greet you.
I greet you too. Welcome.
Yeah, quickly. Let me talk about the rail we are talking about.
Mm.
If you ask me, Baba G, I think he has tried some areas. I'm not his fan, especially Lagos Ibadan. You know, but I said it from time onset that Lagos Ibadan really started, is doing it for a purpose. You know, the head of the press start with, so let us complete our thing. At the end of the day, you talk about Abuja, Kano, yeah, Abuja, Kaduna, Kano. Jonathan completed it and himself commissioning. Immediately he came on board. And now Ameshi told us that that was, was it Badiguri to Port Harcourt down to Borno, that we don't have money. But yes, the one from Maradi to, is it Kano or Kano?
Yes, to Kano.
The single highest project of the government, $1.9 billion. You gave them timeline, 36 months. And people passing on that corridor, they said they work day and night. What will be of economy benefit? Leaving people that traveled most, when it comes to business, they are number one, the south part and the south east. So what are the, are you doing it for a purpose? Just because of policy, he raised. Though some people will praise him, he has tried. But if you ask me, Babaji, I think I didn't benefit anything from the raid. And that is the truth. Because those of us going to Delta, Calabar, going to Enugu, going to Benin, we don't have any raid to travel. Thank you very much.
Babaji, thank you very much. And thank you for keeping it short. All right, before we move on to highways, seaports, and airports, I've got information to share with you.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we're talking about Buhari's time as president, because by this time next week, he will no longer be president. And he tried for 12 years to get here, and he got here and spent 8 years. How did that project go? Now, we're not talking in general, we're breaking it down, because 8 years is a long time. So we're breaking it down sector by sector, industry by industry. And yesterday we started with the economy, we started with his war on corruption. We also took a look at security. Now, what we do is we tell you what his media team says that he has achieved in those 8 years. Then we tell you what his critics think about those achievements. And then you score the president between 1 and 10. Very simple, very straightforward. Before the break, we looked at railway infrastructure. Now let's take a look at highways, seaports, and airports. President Buhari's media team says he's done well with the highway network. They point to two major initiatives to encourage highway construction. The first one is the Presidential Infrastructure Development Fund. The fund pumped over $1 billion into three projects, finishing the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, finishing the second Niger Bridge, which the president commissioned today, and starting the Abuja-Kaduna-Zaria-Kano Expressway. The second initiative is the Road Infrastructure Development and Refurbishment Investment Tax Credit Scheme. That's the scheme where companies can use their own money to build a federal road, and the government will give them a tax credit. Buhari's team says that under that scheme, companies have mobilized 3 trillion naira for road projects. So that's highways. Let's move on to airports. The administration says it completed 4 airport terminal projects that it met: Abuja, Port Harcourt, Kano, and Lagos. Now, of course, the Lagos terminal has a problem because it was built in the wrong direction, so the apron is now too narrow for wide-body planes to pass. The administration also built runways for Enugu and Abuja. And the biggest criticism of the airport projects has been costs, if I think about it. Costs have been the biggest criticism. Critics say that the costs have been overinflated for what is actually being delivered. So that's for airports. Now let's look at seaports. The administration takes credit for breaking ground on a new deep sea port in Bonny. Now, of course, it was just a groundbreaking. They've not really... It's just groundbreaking. Here in Lagos, Buhari's media team point to the electronic call-up system at the Apapa port. We've covered that call-up system a lot on Hard Facts. It was deployed. The call-up system was deployed. But we also covered on Hard Facts how it kept getting sabotaged and bypassed. Now, let's take a look at the eastern ports. The media team says that shipping to One and Calabar has increased because of dredging projects. Also, we have the barge link between Port Harcourt and Onitsha, so containers can be dropped directly in the southeast. For this one, I really want to hear from those of you who do business at the ports. Have conditions gotten better or worse under President Buhari? You have 8 years of data to work with. Have conditions gotten better or worse? That's for those of you at the ports. But for the rest of us, let's talk about the other transportation infrastructure. Would you consider the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway a success? What about the second Niger Bridge, which the president commissioned today? Or would you agree with those who say that there are too few of these road and bridge projects to point to after 8 whole years? Again, I'm just presenting the data and the facts to you. You tell me what you think. Remember, keep it factual, keep it civil. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the nation's best radio station, Nigeria Inc. for 99.3. And you're listening to Hard Facts. Let's talk. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hi, good evening.
Andrea, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Obunna.
Obunna, welcome. Talk to me.
Sandra, I'm my business is importation. I'm a car dealer.
Okay.
Sandra, this is the worst we've ever seen in importing industry.
Okay.
In the inflation of this country, this is the worst, the most worst. So, like, if you're giving it a rate go from 1 to 100, they are in zero.
Okay.
The damage the importing system, the prices, everything went up. In fact, they are the worst.
Oh, sorry about that, Obunna. However, we're not talking about the price of importation because that one can be down to inflation. We're talking about the process, the call-up system, the congestion at Apapa port. Has it improved? Did it improve under Buhari? 99.3, hello.
Good evening, Madam Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
This is Friday, calling from Ekotu.
Friday from Ekotu, welcome. Talk to me.
Yes, according to what I heard, during Abacha regime and Buhari regime, I thought Buhari zone is worse than Abacha zone. So for me, I would rate him 2 over 10.
2 over 10 from Friday in Ikotun. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Friday. 99.3.
Good evening to you, Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
This is Engineer Niyi from Yaba.
Welcome, Engineer Niyi. Talk to me.
Where infrastructure.
Hmm.
When you look at infrastructure, you look at the cost involved.
Okay.
Because we are talking of the bridge,
right?
Niger Bridge,
right?
That has been constant, that has started since 2005.
Right.
Yeah. Now, another all the government that were doing it could not complete it.
Right.
8 years. This one did it, and the amazing that how much at what cost? Then Lagos-Ibadan Express Road,
right,
is not completed now, and it's giving people a ruining experience.
Right.
At what cost? And what has it, how much man hour has been wasted and lives that have been wasted there?
Right.
So all these things, when you are talking about infrastructure,
mm-hmm,
the cost has been so much, and the indebtedness involved.
Mm.
And how are we guiding our major distance? The airport has been given to the private to run, private company to run, which is not supposed to be. That people have been saying it's not so. all these infrastructures and development are not well thought out when we want to look at it critically. So I cannot give Buhari any pass mark at all. Okay. Gaifa is 1/10 as far as I'm concerned.
Ooh, Engineer Nee, thank you very much for calling. Now, of course, airports all over the world are typically run by private hands. I know that the airports in Nigeria, there's been a big conversation about who should run it, what's the best way to do it. This conversation is not about whether, you know, concessions of the airport happened or not. But I will say that you actually find that when private businesses run sectors, run public sectors, they tend to do a better job than when the government runs it itself. Most economists, most business minds will tell you that government has no business in business, that the only thing that government should do with business is to ensure that the regulatory environment is conducive so that the businesses can thrive, you know, that the policies being enacted are favorable for business owners to be able to conduct their business, you know. So a conversation about, you know, the airports and who should run it, it's going down the wrong trouser leg, but I just needed to comment on that really quickly. Let's take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp. We have quite a bit on WhatsApp. This one here says... Sandra, try and match the lists of projects with budgeted funds and borrowed funds. If it matches, please take me to court. Olua Sheung with that message there. Adegoke from Lekki says, Sandra, with all you just mentioned about his achievements and infrastructure, please tell me how those infrastructural achievements have impacted Nigerians. How many of us even travel with the rail you talked about? Are people secure when they travel via the rails? If I in Lekki want to travel to Ibadan via the railroad, I'll have to travel down to Oyinbo to go and book down. Isn't that silly? Why didn't the government just make it easy for us to book online? Adegoke from Lekki also says, why do you think most Nigerians are not happy with Buhari and his government? I beg, may them let us rest. Bikonu. Adegoke, thank you very much for your message. All right, let's take a look at more messages from WhatsApp. This one is from Chijioke in Lekki. Chijioke says, the Buhari government inflated the contract for the railway lines. He deliberately left out the southeast and south-south from the rail projects. He gave priority to non-profitable routes like Kano to Maradi. It was all a waste of resources. All right. We've got this one here from Ayodele in Lagos Island. Ayodele says, I listened to Taiwo Oloyede with Sheriff this morning. He summarized everything I want to say on infrastructure of this administration. Look at Lagos-Ibadan Expressway. More than 12 years and not completed, with daily hardship for commuters. On rail, what is the cost to the projects? Overblown. Warri and Calabar ports still moribund. I score him 1 on infrastructure. Ayodele, thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Mike in Lambasa. Mike says, let's talk about railway being Mr. Buhari's key infrastructure. Sandra, there is no railway connecting the 6 geopolitical zones. Why did he not build a railway from the south to the north? The ones he completed does not make an impact. For me, he has failed again in that area. All right. Lomen from Awoyaya says, Sandra, well done. Please stop mentioning cost of living all over the world. When the world's cost of living was better, were we better? Please stop comparing Nigeria with all over the world. The factors that put us down have been overcome in those performing economies. All right, Lomen, thank you for your message. This one here says, President Sandra, the PMB running and presiding amounted to a show of shame all through. Scoring him is not something I want to do. He failed to plan, and as such, planning to fail Nigeria. Infrastructural development will only achieve results if you had a plan. He failed Nigerians. Tony from Egbeda says. All right, Tony from Egbeda. Thank you for your message. Let's see if we can squeeze in one final piece of infrastructure. The power sector. The administration is still promising to deliver 4,000 additional megawatts. I'm checking my calendar because remember when we started the show, I told you that he has 6 days to go. So 6 days left, 4,000 megawatts. Okay, all right, we're watching. Also, in that figure, they're also counting private power projects like the power plant in the Dangote refinery. The admin says it helped four federal universities get solar and gas-powered electricity. Bayero University, Kano; Alex Ekwueme University in Ebonyi; Abubakar Tafawa Balewa University, Bauchi; and the Federal University of Petroleum Resources in Delta. They also say that they have installed gas and solar electricity in markets across the country. Now, of course, I'm talking to people who go to the market all the time. If you... any of you have experience with these projects, I'd really like to hear from you. Then there's meters. The administration says they've distributed meters to 1 million power consumers through the National Mass Metering Program, which they say created 10,000 new jobs. Now, 1 million meters sounds like a huge number, right? But let's put it into context. Nigeria has 7.5 million registered power consumers. 7.5 million. Of that 7.5 million, more than 4 million do not have a meter. So to fill the metering gap, NMMP it would have needed to be five times more efficient. That's the National Mass Metering Program. It would have needed to be five times more efficient. But let's even zoom out a bit more. Like I said, the whole country has 7.5 million power customers on the grid. 7.5 million. But we have over 40 million households in the country. So when you think about the metering gap, you also need to think about the 30 million plus households that either are not on the grid or are collecting power from the grid without being registered customers. Now, Buhari's team says that his government spent 125 billion naira between 2015 and 2021 to improve the transmission grid. CBN also spent over 250 billion naira on transmission. The question now is, has all this spending improved transmission? Critics say no. Critics point to the rise in grid collapse incidents in the past few years. I remember I had quite the notorious fight with one of the president's aides on Twitter about grid collapse. Then, of course, there's the Siemens Power Project, you know. The president's team also mentions the Siemens Power Project. So, Lagos, talk to me about power. How would you score President Buhari on power and why? Let's also remember, of course, that President Buhari has now made it possible for regions and states to generate their own power. So that's good. Remember, keep it factual and civil. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. We've got about 4 minutes before we have to take a break. But don't go away, because after the news at 6, I want to talk about the STEP relationship, the step-parenting relationship, step-parent, step-child relationship. What exactly do we want out of that relationship? Because it seems like from moment to moment, society isn't sure, you know? Because when a step-parent is very sweet and very kind and very loving with their step-child, society starts to say, oh, you want to steal them away from their parent. But of course, society also doesn't expect you to be mean and cruel and standoffish with the children. So what does society expect when it comes to the relationship between the step-parent and the step-child? We'll have that conversation at 6:15 on the step down, so don't go away. But right now, let's talk about Buhari's power sector. 99.3, hello. Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Hi. Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Ezejun from Suzuka.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Because of there's no time, I will summarize my contribution. The present achievement on power is zero. On infrastructure is 15%. You see, if you are saying railway, if you plan your infrastructure on how they will contribute, it will be nice. You cannot use because of you want to do infrastructure and plunge your nation into debt. If you announce our debt figures, Sandra, you will cry. I can only commend the president for execution of some project. But if you tell me rating totally, Nigeria is in debt. It's in total mess. Everything that is achieved on infrastructure is from loan. And ask yourself, what is the performance of all those loans? It's zero. I cannot wait for Monday. I cannot wait for new administration. Zero performance.
It's a doom. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, we've got one more minute. 99.3, hello.
Madam Sandra.
Hi, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Dambaba.
Dambaba, welcome. You're my final caller.
Please, what happened to Ogoni Cleanup?
Ogoni Cleanup is still ongoing.
On infrastructure, I have not entered train in my life. But I've been to the train terminal, so in Yaba. It looked beautiful. At the same time, we watched video of where passengers are seen pushing train. Then on roads, to be honest with you, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, I saw hell there. You know, I used to call into your radio station to report. It is only in Nigeria when government wants to do things like roads, people have to die or lose their job first. The government, while they claim they are doing the right thing, they brought house cheap to the people because when they were fixing that road, there was no alternative. And there are lots of federal roads that I thought with all this huge amount of loans, it was fixed like from Anambra State to Enugu, for instance, that road is very bad. Then from Enugu to when you are accessing Benue to put that side, that place is like Gosa. Coupled with the police checkpoint there is totally unacceptable. So this government rating themselves to me on infrastructure, I would rate them like 1/10. Then on power, it's off and on. I can't even rate it because right now, as you see, you ask anybody, there's no light anywhere. The power has dropped again. So this government should just go. Let them go.
Bye. All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message from Ose. Ose says, Sandra, I'm concerned about the quality of listeners. Scoring a Buhari 1% on infrastructure proves they have no thought to the conversation. I score him 70% on infrastructure, giving our peculiar situation with the international community. All right. And on that note, we'll take a break. After the break, we'll come back and talk about the step-parent relationship at 6:15.